It was in his traditional greeting to pilgrims following the recitation of the Angelus that Pope Benedict XVI once again turned to the war in the Holy Land this Sunday.
Voglia inoltre la Vergine Santa ottenere la pace per le popolazioni del Medio Oriente sconvolte da lotte fratricide.
With his arms spread in an open appeal, the Pope said he was faced with the bitter consideration that his calls for an immediate ceasefire in the torn region have so far remained unheeded. In fact, after more than 3 weeks of war, of Israeli air raids in Lebanon and Hezbollah rocket attacks on Israeli cities in the north, the United Nations has not yet found a formula to put a stop to the violence, especially that targeting civilians.
Sento l'urgenza di rinnovare il mio pressante appello in tal senso.
I feel the urgency to renew my pressing appeal about this, said the Pope, asking everyone to make their active contribution to the construction of a just and lasting peace.
Affido questo rinnovato appello all'intercessione della Vergine Santissima.
Pondering the feast of our Lord's Transfiguration, Pope Benedict told pilgrims that peace is, first of all, a gift of God.
Today we celebrate the feast of the Transfiguration, when Jesus reveals the glory of his divine nature. May this luminous mystery be a source of lasting joy and hope for all who put their trust in Lord's promises.
The Transfiguration, he said, invites us to open our eyes, just as the apostles on the Mount, to the light of Christ's salvation. Particularly in this time of shadows, our need of Christ's light is great, for peace must also be the commitment of all men of good will. Nobody, said Pope Benedict, must evade this duty.
Ma in questo momento vogliamo anche ricordare che esso è impegno di tutti gli uomini di buona volontà. Che nessuno si sottragga a tale dovere.
The Holy Father's renewed appeal for peace was made from his summer residence of Castel Gandolfo, a hill town south of Rome, and it was from this hilltop palace that on Saturday morning the Holy Father conceded the third interview of his pontificate, which will be broadcast simultaneously by Bayerischer Rundfunk television network, Deutsche Welle Radio and Vatican Radio next Sunday, August 13th. The interview was conducted in Pope Benedict's native German and was primarily concerned with the Holy Father's upcoming papal voyage to his homeland. But despite this light-hearted topic, once again the Pope's thoughts turned to the plight of the people in the Holy Land, Christian, Jew and Muslim. The Pope spoke in strong terms. He said that while the Holy See naturally holds no political sway over events, it is the Church's duty to appeal to the conscience of all those in power until they realize that war is not the answer, that it is in fact the worst solution. It benefits no one, he said, not even the victorious, and we in Europe know this all too well after two world wars. Pope Benedict continued, there is a moral force out there that understands the only solution is to live together. We want to mobilize this force, pointed out the Pope. Now the politicians must find ways to make this happen, because people need peace.
For all who put their trust in Lord's promises, God bless you and your families. A voi tutti, una buona domenica, una buona settimana. Grazie, arrivederci.